Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, you know, this is a podcast where I get an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today I'm so super excited because my special guest is Justin Rodstrom. And Justin is recently joined the Delaware State University family, and he is serving as the Director of Major Gifts. Now, in this role, he is helping the university establish and strengthen relationships with business leaders, community leaders, as well as alumni in support of the university foundation and develop financial support for the university's endowment, scholarships, programs, and of course, our expansion efforts. And Justin and I met recently, and we forged this relationship, not only with the school, but just because he too lives in Middletown. I had to leave Middletown to meet him in Middletown. Justin, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Antoinette, it is so good to be with you. I've been looking forward to this for a while. I'm so honored to be a part of this podcast, and your friendship has been really wonderful as I've joined the team here at DSU.
Well, I thank you as well. And, you know, most people now know, you know, now my new role is the recording secretary for the National Delaware State University Alumni Association. And Justin, he recently presented a forum that was not only for both the Newcastle County chapter of the Delaware State University Alumni Association, but as well as for the national chapter. And he had a chance to tour Blake's Booth podcasting studio. And guess what? I know it. I can see it. I can feel it. Justin's going to be a podcaster in 2022. Right, Justin?
Oh, yeah. Well, Antoinette, you've been a big part of helping us spread the word. And as you mentioned, you know, that's what we've been focused on here over the last year, is just spreading the word about some of the things that we're doing. And, you know, I love podcasting. I personally enjoy podcasts myself. It's a great way to catch up on things that you care about. And so that we all know there's so much going on here at Delaware State University, so much to be proud of, so much to stay connected to. And so the reason we're going to have this podcast is really to help people stay connected when they're at the gym, when they're traveling to work, when they're mowing the grass, whatever it is that you're doing. We want to be able to stay in your ear and help you stay connected to what we're doing here.
And, you know, we talked about that. And I always talk about, you know, whether you start a podcast for your personal life or your professional life, it is a great medium. And like you said, you know, stay in your ear and you can listen whatever you're doing. You don't have to take time out to watch a video. You know, you don't have to take time out to read. You can listen right in your car on your way to the university or to, you know, wherever your favorite coffee house.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've been here for a year. And in that short time, I've met so many great people doing amazing things, whether they're students, whether they're alumni, whether they're donors, whether they are running a great program to support our students. There's just so many things happening here, and the place is just brimming with enthusiasm, and we need to get the word out about that.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Delaware is a diamond. And, you know, that's a great foray into, you know, before you came to Delaware State, you worked in other support of other nonprofits, but you're originally from the Bronx. And like, mm-hmm. I'm loving that, because you know what? That's my neighboring city where I grew up in Mount Vernon. And like, you know, you moved to Middletown. I moved out of Middletown. So, you know, here we are going back and forth, traveling maybe similar paths, not so much so, because, you know, of course, with DSU, that's, you know, I graduated from Dell State, which is a little bit different. But tell us about your journey, you know, maybe whether it came from New York or to Delaware, but how did you get to this position this year, this full fun year at Dell State as the Director of Major Gifts?
Well, Antoinette, one thing I've been telling people as I've been getting further and further into this role is I feel like I jumped onto a rocket ship as it's about to take off. That's what it's been like. All the partnerships, all the enthusiasm, all the alumni coming back to campus, people setting up scholarships and getting involved with plan giving and getting involved in things happening across the university. It's been wonderful. And so for me, my background, and you talked a little bit about it, my background professionally really is in helping prepare young people for life in all different ways. I've always been involved in the nonprofit sector and helping people, especially donors and parents and alumni and corporate partners get more involved in supporting nonprofits that help young people get prepared for life. And so I started that journey back in New York City, and I've taken that journey here to Delaware, spent about 11 years working for the Boy Scouts of America in different places. And now, you know, for the past year, I've been here as the Director of Major Gifts at Delaware State, and it's been a great journey and a real continuation of my career focus and the thing that I'm most passionate about, which is helping young people.
And it's so funny you say young people, and that, you know, on a personal, even more personal level, you've got a young person in your house that you've got to prepare for life. So this is like some great training.
Yes. And the first one, we're new parents. This is all new to us. We've got a baby boy named James. My wife and I are blessed and thrilled. We had a little bit of a dry run with our dog, Blue.
Okay.
That helped us just get a little bit of orientation, you know, to caring for somebody other than ourselves. But having James around has been a total blessing. You know how it is, even despite the long nights, mm-hmm. even despite the headaches and the craziness and the blowouts and everything.
Oh, yes. My baby is 25 now, Justin. But I miss, you know what I miss the most? Those little hugs around the calves of my legs. Mm. Wait until till James starts to walk and he grabs the calf and he hangs on. There's something, that's a feeling that you will, it's like, oh my God, I've got this little person attached to me. And now me, I've got big people who are no longer attached to me. So you and your wife, please enjoy this time now, everything from, you know, the late nights to the blowouts, because it's going to go by so quickly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm so glad again, and I want to really get more into a giving, but not so much, you know, giving. We just came off of the Giving Tuesday, and a lot of people don't realize, not only, you know, alum from Delaware State University, but all around how they can actually give back to, you know, the school or give back to the place that gave them so much. And, you know, you and I, when you had that forum, you brought out something that, you know, had gone, I took back from 1979, I couldn't remember. And then it came forward like, oh my God, had I not gotten this from Delaware State, I probably wouldn't be this enthusiastic about it. So I'm, you know, you really set me on a path there. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about that, because I want you to just bring that forward again. So maybe someone else may say, you know, I never thought about that. I do need to give back. So we're going to take a quick break. So Justin, go grab yourself something to sip or snack, and we'll be right back. And don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Are you ready to join the billion-dollar podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need. Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO, Antoinette Blake, and her goal is simple: to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now, 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Antoinette Blake, your host of Out and About with Antoinette. I'm also the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, and podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week on Wednesday at 1, I have the honor and the privilege to interview a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing positive things in their community. And today, my special guest is Justin Rodstrom, and he is the director of Major Gifts at Delaware State University. And before the break, you know, Justin and I were talking about young people giving back, you know, preparing them for life. College may be a long way off for Justin and his wife with the baby James, but it's going to be here sooner than you know. And for those of us that have had an opportunity to go to Delaware State or any other college or university, we know, you know, alumni giving is important. We, you know, Giving Tuesday, that's great, but we have to give back because that is our future. Now, Justin recently, you know, presented some forums for the alumni, and I want to bring him on here today to talk about whether or not you went to Del State, some other college or university. How can we give back? What's the best ways in which to do so? Justin, tell us, you know, even if we don't have kids there, you know, the legacies, how is it best for us to give back to a college or university that gave so much to so many of us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Antoinette, I'm glad you asked that question. The thing that I really encourage people to do, first and foremost, just start that process. Start reaching out to your local university, if it's Del State or whatever the nonprofit is that you want to support. But giving back can take all sorts of different forms. We often talk in the nonprofit world about time, talent, and resources, those being the different ways that people can contribute of themselves to nonprofits that they care about. So that's really an important part of the process. It's just digging deep and understanding for yourself, this is really key, understanding for yourself, what's your story? What's your background? What are you passionate about? Is there anything in your life that's really changed who you are or informed who you are or what you believe in? Ask yourself, you know, what changes do I want to see made in the world? And that's not to say that we all have to solve every problem that exists in the world by ourselves, but joining up with a cause that you feel passionately about. Here at Delaware State University, that cause is providing equity in education. And that's something that Delaware State's done for over 130 years now. It's something that the entire staff, the students, the alumni, the donors, everybody's committed to that vision. Everybody's committed to that mission. And so Find the thing that you're passionate about. Find the thing that connects back to your story. And then once you've done that deep dive, you can start to think about, okay, what are my blessings? What are my gifts? What do I have of myself that I can contribute? And again, that can be time, that can be talent, that can be resources. So do that soul searching. And I encourage you, if that's something that you're passionate about and that you want to pursue, I will tell you that there is somebody within the institution that you can speak to that can help you get where you need to go on your journey to make an impact. I have no doubt.
And I love how you said, you know, soul searching, time and talent, because it doesn't always have to be financial giving, correct? It could be time, your volunteer, you know, to assist.
Absolutely. You know, I will tell you, there are so many wonderful nonprofits out there in the world and in the United States. Whether it's here at Delaware State University or your local church or your local Boys and Girls Club or really any organization that's out there serving the community, they have a need for volunteer support. They have a need for expertise. They have a need for people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and make a difference. Volunteering is a lifeblood in this nation. In the United States, we have some of the highest volunteer rates in the world and some of the highest giving rates in the world. And that's because people do generally care about their community, especially, you know, the up and coming generation is very involved in making a difference in their community. And we want to encourage that.
And I love that because, you know, we see that in our younger generation, sometimes they get a bad rap, but you can see how passionate they are. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's really, I see that they're not really so materialistic as we were. You know, it's like, we just want to make sure that we're safe and we're happy and everybody's included, you know, inclusive and it's diverse. And I'm loving that. So despite, you know, all that the negative and naysayers that we can hear out there, remember, that's not the majority. That's the minority. It's the positivity that we're seeing. The give back is what we're seeing. And we've got to promote that, which is why I love, you know, being a host on this podcast and to use my platform to showcase some of the great things, because, you know, we can turn on the TV and listen to bad news all day, every day. And that's not, you know, again, Delaware, it's the second, you know, smallest state, but we have like the biggest hearts that I think in like the entire Mid-Atlantic area. So I love, you know, how you said, what's your story? And, you know, what changes do you want to see? What changes do you want to be? And, you know, using that as your foundation, just call and reach out, you know, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club, your school, a church, a mosque, it does not matter. Just get out there and help others because, you know, our young people are our future.
And, you know, I would say I've been in Delaware now for 4 years. And I have to tell you, if you are a resident of Delaware, or if you're a resident of the surrounding area, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to volunteer. It's a wonderful place to get involved in the community because everything's so small and because everything's so local. Everybody knows each other after a while. And you start to run into the same people. You really develop that sense of community. You really develop that sense of everybody's working together to make the state better, to make life better for the citizens of Delaware. And so I would encourage you, you're going to run into friendly faces if you decide to get involved in Delaware State University, in any of the organizations that are out there supporting the community. Because we all want to make the place better. And I would encourage everybody, you know, even if you're outside of Delaware, find a way to get involved locally, because that's going to be the place where you can make a big impact.
That is wonderful. And I love that, Justin. And I appreciate you for all you've done. I can't believe you've only been at Del State for a year. I mean, I feel like you've been there forever. And that's the relationship that you know, we have, that's the relationship, not only at DSU, but also just like I said, in the state of Delaware, once you find and connect someone that you, you know, and you're same, you know, you're thinking about the same thing, your same passion. I mean, I told you, I said, you know, I graduated from Delaware State College then in 1983. And if you had told me, you know, 40 years later, I would be, you know, part of the Alumni Association interviewing people that, you know, that are working at Del State, that are, you know, helping the students at Del State, I would have said, yeah, right. Are you kidding me? I'm out of here. You know, especially somebody from the Bronx, right? I mean, that's like, how cool is that? You know, so this is amazing. Now, Justin, before I let you go, make sure you give me your contact information so that people can learn more about, you know, the giving or more about you and check in on James and see how he's doing for the, you know, growing up and being prepared for the world. And even if they have some follow-up questions, can you give us that information?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I am, again, Justin Rodstrom. I'm the director of Major Gifts. I am a part of the university's advancement team under the direction of Dr. Vita Pickram. If you want to reach out to me directly, my contact information, my phone number is 302-242-2784. And my email address is jrodstrom@desu.edu. And I would also encourage you, one of my key roles is I help the university promote our endowment and plan giving. And so we've got a great new website. If you, before reaching out to us, if you want to learn a little bit more about what we do, the website there is desu.edu/giving/planned-giving. And you can find tons of great resources. My contact information is there. The rest of our team's contact information is there. And it's just a great way to get a little bit more information about what we do in university advancement.
Great, great. And I will put all of this information in the show notes for this episode. But again, if you want to reach out to Justin directly, if you have any, you know, questions you want to talk to him about, it's 302-242-2784. And his email address is jrodstrom, R-O-D-S-T-R-O-M, at desu.edu. And I'm going to leave the link to the giving, the planned giving website so that they can check that out as well. So Justin, again, you know, this is the third, you know, the third time is the charm, but each time I speak to you or every time I see you and listen to you, I learn a little bit more. And I hope that our listeners will feel, you know, just a little bit, you know, again, give back, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's your Boys and Girls Club, it's your local college and university, it could be your church, your mosque, your synagogue, a community center, you know, because always, you always feel good when you can give back to someone else. So Justin, before I let you go, are there any last words that you'd like to leave us?
Well, I would tell you, we are in the holiday season. We are in a time of giving. We are in a time of reflection. Thinking about what our community and our family and our friends, what they all mean to us. And so this is a great time to be having these internal thoughts and questions and conversations with people who matter most to us about what are the investments that we want to make? What are the ways that we want to get more involved in our community? What are the ways that we want to give back? So I encourage everybody to be having those conversations. And I also encourage everybody, enjoy the holidays, make the most of it, find some time to unplug, find some time to relax. And we look forward to seeing everybody in the new year.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful 2022. And again, Justin, thank you so very much. I know you're busy. Things are going on, not only, you know, at the university, but at home. It's the holidays. Again, this is a great time. I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to connect. And if you have anything coming up in the future and you, you know, you say, hey, Antoinette, I need to get it out there on your platform, you know how to connect with me. So thank you once again for giving me just a few minutes of your time today.
Thank you, Antoinette. Always like connecting with you. Have a good one.
Thank you, you too. And thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. Every week, I have the privilege of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing great things in their communities. And if you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog, using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.